For those who prefer their cars rocket-powered, flying in high with no boost but holding on to the dream, it's Knox Phoenix and Savage coming to you live from Manfield.
Wake me up when September begins. Of course. Because September
has come again.
Oh, okay. No,
innocence has never left. Wake me up.
Okay.
When September begins.
Of course, because September brings many things, the beginning of the leaves starting to change, back to school, but the best of all is all of the new TV series begin their seasons again. And I think we can all agree that we're the most excited for one series in particular that we had to push our recording back a little bit tonight for, just so that we could watch the premiere, right?
Yeah, the premiere of the Halloween movies that are all coming out right now, this instant.
Close. I'm talking, of course, about the new Fox TV show, Scream Queens.
Oh my gosh, I watched that. Oh my gosh. With the first season, I watched with my girlfriend at the time.
Now, I've never seen the show, Savage, so could you just, you know, wait. So you actually have seen it?
Yeah, I've seen, like, the entire first three or four episodes.
Okay, then we're going to flip this. See, I was going to make you describe the show to me, but I kind of do that all the time. I think you should make me describe the show to you, seeing as how, you know, I'm such a big fan.
Makes sense. It's a great show. It's weird as.
Okay.
It's weird as could be, though. So just keep that in mind.
Right. Well, I'm just going to guess what the show's about at this point. We're not even going to front, like.
Let me just give you one hint.
Okay.
All of the main characters are dead.
Okay. Well, then, obviously, the show takes place in a hospital where these three girls
they're
ghosts. Uh-huh. Because their doctor messed up something that they all were going to get an experimental procedure to become superhuman.
Sounds right.
And the doctor messed it up.
Oh no.
And
what did he do?
Well, he actually harvested their organs.
Yes.
And so they're on they're haunting the hospital to get their organs back. And, Jamie Lee Curtis is like their ghost guide.
Okay.
And Oliver Hudson's also in it. But, and Taylor Lautner plays Jacob from Twilight in the show.
Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Lautner. There's a lot of him.
Lautner.
So.
He plays Jacob Black from Twilight, but in Scream Queens. So there's that, and he is kind of just like he's like the dunce of the show. So like, you know, he never really knows what's going on. In fact, like it's kind of a big joke because like no one really knows if he's one of the dead ghosts or if like he's just an alive person who's like stupid. But he doesn't really have like any like tangible interaction with the main characters because the things he says are just like so dumb.
I mean, that seems right to me.
And John Stamos is the like sex appeal character. He's kind of like the Fonz. He just goes and is like, "Hey, ghosts."
John Stamos always gets me going.
Yeah. So the first season really followed them as they were discovering, you know, their ghosthood and like. And the second season, well, you know, it kicked off tonight, and I'm really excited with the direction they're taking it, because, because now, they've kind of found the aliens that were in the hospital, because the hospital was a cover-up for, a CIA base.
Yes, 100%. You have foiled my plot of being the only one who knows how shows go.
Right, yeah, so... That was just a little guess. That's just what I picked up from the trailer.
Yeah. I mean, that seems right to me. All I saw of the show was... It's a really weird show. Like,
For realsies,
I'm going to ask in all honesty now at this point, is it a good show?
It was pretty entertaining. It was, I wouldn't say a good show, but it was pretty entertaining. Though
I'm not going to lie, I'm attracted to Emma Roberts. She's very, very muy bonita.
Is she still alive? Yeah, because like honestly, they kill off a lot of people. It's like Game of Thrones, but with college girls. So it's like kind of fun to watch.
Interesting. Okay, so Game of Thrones, and is it just like them in a hospital all day, just like chilling?
They're in a hospital? No, they're not in a hospital.
All the trailers are them in a hospital on like stretchers and stuff.
Yeah, it's because there's this like dude in a red mask and stuff that goes around and like kills people. It's like killing all the chicks. I don't know. I only watched the first three episodes. I'm gonna watch it.
Is it a comedy or is it a horror?
It's a comedy horror. That's what I can tell you.
That's actually the, I was browsing through the comedy horror genre of podcasts on iTunes last night, and I came across Live from Manfield, a Rocket League podcast where we jump on Rocket League news,
we
jump
Rocketeer,
all the while scoring our amazing voices into your ear goals. You can call me dumb, you can call me Nox Phoenix, just don't call me late for dinner. I'm here with, of course, the Imbominable.
Snowman. That's me. They call me the Savage. Snowman.
Oh man, and 31 episodes. I think we're just now starting to get our
groove.
We're
over the hump. We're halfway through a year. Because as most people know, there are 30, 62 months, days, weeks in a year.
Right. Exactly.
Actually, if anybody is just starting to listen to the podcast, if they listen to one episode every day, then they will have an entire month's worth of listening now.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's all you need. I think we should just stop right here. Because
yeah, we just wanted to fill people with a month.
Congratulations, you've made it to day 31 on this quest.
People didn't realize the cyclical art form we were going for here. We weren't going for longevity because we're quitting here today. The idea is really just to, you listen to us on repeat. And so now, like after today, you just go back and listen to episode one.
So just like every month. You have so much.
And don't worry, we're still going to keep uploading stuff. It's just going
it's
to gonna
be
our
a completely different
order.
Name as well. So you're going to have to find out what it is. Sorry, but we have to be pretty secretive about this.
Oh, what do we want to talk about this week? I'll tell you what we want to talk about this week. One thing that we should have brought up freaking 5 years ago, but we just haven't, and I realized it. I was thinking about it, that we need to let people know about this awesome, awesome thing that someone puts more effort into than we do our podcast each week.
We do? We do a podcast each week?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot. I record our Discord conversations and I put it on the internet and it's a podcast. It's called Live from Manfield.
That'd be kind of cool. So. That'd be also, I'd be very upset because I feel like I deserve a cut of the winnings.
The winnings.
At least some of the
Hanzo things. Hattori on Twitter. You've definitely seen him because if you've posted anything Rocket League related, he's the first to like, retweet, and favorite and whatever reply.
He's usually,
he's super
just
awesome.
For every tweet, you can assume that he's going to like it. Once you know that you're big enough to get a like from Hanzo Hattori in the first 10 seconds of posting it, that's when you know you've made it in the world. Like,
exactly.
All these pro players out here, and they're like talking about how good they are at the game and all that stuff. I think if Hanzo is like the ultimate judge on whether you are important in this
quality.
Scene.
Exactly.
Or in this scene at all. Because he doesn't really care if you're important, because he loves everyone equally.
If you haven't had a tweet liked by Hanzo, then you are actually not in Rocket League scene. You're not a Rocket League player.
I mean, we still love you, but you're still on the up and up.
I really do trust
Hanzo. Make sure
anyway,
to tweet at Hanzo, and then he'll love
you. He does this thing called This Week in Rocket League.
Twirl.
And,
wow, that's actually, twirl. Holy crap, that's actually the acronym.
Oh my gosh, that is sick.
I didn't even think about it. I just said twirl.
Wait, hang on. You got to TM it. You got to TM that real fast. TM, twirl, TM. Oh, okay. Hanzo, we're selling the rights for $200.
Yes, I'll sell it to Hanzo for a like on a tweet. But it's going to be a real nasty tweet.
And $200.
It's going to be some tweet about someone's mom.
Twirl is a collection of articles, tweets, links, and whatever Hanzo deems relevant to sum up this week in Rocket League, this past week in Rocket League. And so It is so well put together because not only will you see things that have happened in Rocket League that you probably have missed, because you will, but you're going to see them from different perspectives. So, like, you'll see, like, the ESPN article on what happened with G2 as they were, you know, going through the RLCS this past season. And then you'll see G2's tweets about what happened through the RLCS. And then you'll see, like, other, like, it's just crazy how well it's put together. And so I cannot recommend enough. Make sure you follow Hanzo Ettore on Twitter and look for the twirl.
Oh, if you're into Rocket League at all, unfollow us on Twitter and follow Hanzo. Yeah. Because you know you have a very limited amount of follows that you can give out.
Our podcast talks about everything that revolves Rocket League and not actually Rocket League. I just now realized that.
Yeah, but Hanzo tweets us out in his twirl.
It's true.
So there's no reason.
So it's true. You don't need to follow
us. There's no reason to even listen to this podcast. Hanzo's little tweet saying that we are a podcast is basically everything you need to know about us.
We, like, it is important to, like, kind of talk about, like, why we exist. I don't know. Maybe we're going too meta a little bit here. Maybe I'm taking things too serious.
Oh my gosh, it's like red versus blue. Why are we here?
Why are we here? Like, all right, so, you know, we kind of had to figure this out a little bit when we were starting our podcast, because we kind of, like, wanted to report on all the news, and we wanted to kind of, like, give tips to get people, like, better, and we kind of don't do that anymore. And so it's like, why are we here as a Rocket League podcast? And I think the idea is that people kind of, like, are interested in your and I's opinions.
Are you sure?
We're just an opinion podcast. Oh, yeah. We're fully editorial at this point.
Yeah, we don't really give out any information that you couldn't just find by searching up Rocket League news.
But we're here to offer our ideas on Rocket League. So when we talk about the news and stuff, realize that we're not reporting on everything. We're simply just talking about what we want to talk about that happened.
Basically, I don't stay up to date with the Rocket League scene that much anymore. So I come here once a week and we just record me learning about the Rocket League scene.
And then we share our opinions on it. Yeah, pretty much. That's why I had to share my opinions on Hanzo's this week in Rocket League. Now, Savage, I heard you got banned the other day.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to play Rocket League anymore. That's why I'm here. That's why we're stopping the podcast.
Did you know, we talked about a little bit last week how a couple players received bans for, like, crate farming and that kind of stuff, but it's been legitimized, officialized, and posted on Rocket League's website that there's an official code of conduct and banning procedure for Rocket League now.
Huh. What'd they do?
They kind of basically say that it's all left to their discretion. So anything that can be determined as harassment, they don't want to deal with at all. And so please always, they just say, like, if you're getting harassed or whatever, then make sure you use the mute/report option so that we can see it. And case by case, we'll review them. And if we think it deems worthy of a ban, then we'll give them a ban. And then, like, as for how long the ban is, it depends on how bad we think the harassment is and how many offenses this person has. So if you're a repeat offender, they do say that the protocols involve, if you receive multiple bans, so, like, you get banned one day and then the next day you're all toxic and reported five times again, then you'll get a longer ban the second day, and that some of these may result in even permanent bans.
Oh.
They mention that they're not interested in handing out bans at all for sarcastic quick chat, though.
Yeah.
So I think you're safe.
So I'm fine, because all my stuff is quick chat.
Yeah, you don't even have a keyboard.
No, I don't.
You navigate Windows with your controller.
Yeah, that is true. What are you talking about?
Your controller makes some weird noises.
I don't know. That's quite the Google search, though. Did you know that?
What do you think? Too little, too late? Is the community already too toxic? Is this going to stop people from being harassing? What do you think?
I think it should help to an extent. I think it'll definitely encourage quick chat to be used more. I mean, it's definitely going to... I'm going to have to stop cursing at all the people. I'm just going to start quick chatting, and just what a save is going to be the only thing I have anymore. Or just Savage, you know?
Or just Savage.
Could just, like, hit that all the time until people try to ban me. And then I'm like, nope, I was just using quick chat sarcastically.
I think it really depends on how proactive they're going to be with these bans. I mean, if you, I think, like, I don't know, man. If you get 6 reports, 7 reports, I think that should be, like, pretty necessary for a quick review on their part. But I don't think Cyanix has the manpower to be monitoring Cyanix. That's the Asian branch.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, what? They're from Cyan.
Is Cyan a place?
Yeah.
Let me just hop on my controller real quick. How do you spell Cyan?
C-Y-A-N.
That's a color. Dumb person. Yeah, it's a color. Wavelength 490 to 520 nanometers. Or whatever that means. And
you're right. Cyan is not a country. Where did I get that from?
Maybe it... I feel like you're not wrong, though.
I think Cyan is a country.
Cyan place. Cyan place, Norwood, San Antonio? San...
Oh my gosh. There's a listener out there that is like, are you freaking serious?
I'm the king of Cyan.
They live in Cyan.
Wait, Cyan is a place? Because you know, like, when you go out with your camp counselor, and then they're like, who is the king of Cyan? And then the guy responds and says, I am. So we just gotta so ask got that guy.
To Thailand. That's Thailand, though.
Is it? No, Cyan is the Society for Industrial and Applied Mathematics.
But if you Google Cyan country, you learn that they were renamed.
How are you spelling this?
S-I-A-M.
Country in Asia.
Same I am.
Thailand is a Southeast Asian country. It's known for its tropical beaches, opulent royal palaces, ancient ruins, and ornate templates displaying figures of Buddha.
Stop it!
Buddha, Buddha, Buddha.
Oh my gosh, we're going to get banned from freaking iTunes for having the lamest podcast in the world. You listen to this Rocket League podcast? They just talked about the history of Thailand for like 20
Did you know
minutes.
The population in 2013 was 67.01 million people? That's straight out of the World Bank.
No.
Do you know the king of Thailand is Bhumibol Adulyadej?
Next week on Live from Manfield, Savage discovers Wikipedia. No, okay, I'm more interested in talking about the stupid banning system. I think that they've got to be very proactive. Because people this whole time have been like, ban me, what's it going to do? Or I mean, like, report me, what's it going to do? And I think if we see, like, I think people need to get a taste of a 1-hour ban, you know, just to get a taste of, like, some discipline. Like, yeah, that's right, we're watching you. Even if it's a 15-minute ban, like, they know that they can get another one coming if they start being all toxic.
Yeah, I want to see the shorter bans, but more of them, like, show up.
Yes.
Because I think that'll really help. I think that'll be one of the things that, like, turns it from, oh, this is either, it still doesn't matter, it's just banning, whatever, it still doesn't do anything, until, like, people see that, and people tell their friends, and they're like, bro, some douchebag banned me, and I was like, what? And then,
now,
and then I got
I'll
banned.
Tell you this, I can't wait for some permabans out there, because, well, like, this kind of relates. So I played H1Z1 in the early Access
well,
alpha.
Aren't
we're talking
you
like
cool.
day. Yeah, I'm pretty cool. Like I have all of the like alpha items in H1Z1. Are those worth anything?
Yeah, like $1,300 for the set.
I should really look into that. Anyway, they had a real problem with hackers, like a crazy problem with hackers. And, like, you'd report people all the time, and they'd, like, had that same kind of mentality, like, what you gonna do? They don't freaking do anything about their hackers, blah, blah, blah. Like, thought they were invincible. And then one day, like, you know, Daybreak Games was just like, here's our official code of conduct on hacking, and we have now issued over, like, 400 account bans, like, blah, blah, blah. And then, 2 weeks later, they came out with a YouTube video that I highly recommend watching, where it's all of the devs reading emails from people who emailed in that they were banned wrongfully, even though they've officially stated, like, we put careful consideration into each account we permabanned and know that these are 100% confirmed hackers. And it's really, really funny YouTube video to watch because And I just can't wait to see all those whining stories on the Rocket League subreddit where people are like, I got banned, but I wasn't even being mean. Someone reported me fakely.
I mean, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to start reporting everyone from every game. So you better not be jerks to all the other people.
You're going to get banned. I'm going to love it because they're just going to ban you because they're sick of seeing ban report or reports from you.
I wonder. You know what? Let's make this a thing. Hashtag ban Savage from Rocket League.
If you ever see me in an online game, I want you. I dare you. I double, triple, thousand dog dare you to ban me.
Report him.
Or report me. Yeah. Tell me before you do it.
We
could
take this a step further. If we want to do an experiment with like how quickly it takes you to get like repercussions for your toxic behavior, why don't this week you seriously just start cussing out and calling everyone garbage?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't worked at all for my account, but like...
Well, you won't... Here, I guarantee you won't get permabanned your first round. I'm sure you'll just get a 24-hour ban.
Yeah, we're just going for one ban. So once I get a ban, then you can ban me even harder. I want a one-month ban. One-month ban or riot. I only have like 5 other accounts. I'm invincible.
Actually, if someone is interested in doing this experiment, I'm really interested in saying, like, okay, so this is the day I started BMing every person that I played with, and this is how long it took them to ban me. I would be very interested.
I mean, I will do it.
Live from Manfield will feature you on the show to tell the story if you do this.
First person to get banned, take a screenshot and send it in to us, and then we'll talk to you.
No. I want documented. I want you to screenshot some of the things that you say. Collect the first date that you, like, you know, started doing this. Start screenshotting the things that you say, and then I want to see the ban.
And then we'll have you on and talk to you.
Yeah.
Only if Hanzo is okay with it, though.
Only if Hanzo's okay with it,
if he likes the... We'll tweet out and say that we're going to have this person on, and if Hanzo likes it, then we'll have you on. And if he doesn't like it, then we will not have you on. That's the hard truth.
Are you a follower of the Rocket League Twitch channel?
Yeah.
Then you probably noticed that they did something they did not do last season for their LCS, and that is stream the top 64 part of the qualifiers bracket.
I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't. It makes complete sense to stream.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't last time, and I was in the top 64 last time. I should have been on that stream.
Well, you weren't this time.
No.
So...
But, if you followed it at all, you saw crazy things happen. Things like G2 made it into the league play.
I never
but through
saw
the
that
losers
coming.
Bracket.
No, I didn't even think they were going to. I saw them lose and I was like, oh, it's about time.
They're done.
Get them out of here. Also,
you shared a fun fact about G2 before we started recording that I thought was fascinating.
Yeah, did you know that Kenobi and Over Zero, Indeterminate, G2 Indeterminate and Kenobi are living together? They're like a couple now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a full-blown domestic partnership at this point.
I guess, like, G2, that's a super legit sponsor, and now they are, like...
It is.
...together. They're paying for them to be together.
You know what? We should get a hold of Cloud9 and see if they'll do that for us. And they'll be like, oh, you guys good at Rocket League? And we'll be like, no, we're absolutely terrible at it, but we have a podcast. And they'll be like, well, sign me right up!
They'll be like, how many listeners do you get? And we'll be like, double your Twitch following, nerds.
Oh,
and then we
won't got him.
What's Cloud9's? How many followers do they have?
They got knocked down to the loser's bracket by Take-Two. Who exactly is Take-Two, Savage?
That's a great question. And I have no idea.
If you had to speculate who is on Take-Two, who would you say?
I would probably say that it was Kenobi, Gambit, and Marky Duda.
What?
That is my final guess.
No. Come on, do it.
Take-Two. I'm just like trying to think of anybody I saw.
I'll give you a hint. One of the players left competitive play before the RLCS season 2.
Oh, so it's Rizzo. Who's Rizzo playing with? I just saw this. It's not low five. It's Rizzo, Zane, and God, who's the third? Is it like, it's not Prime Thunder. He was on a different team. Rizzo, Zane, and...
Your insubordination is bothering me.
Insolences?
Yeah!
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think we'd see Rizzo and Insolences playing together again. Huh.
It's the old Mocket crew. They even have Chad and Lo5 as subs.
Really? Oh, but they left Mocket. Good for them. What guys?
Yeah, I just think it's funny that Rizzo's back. Oh, so soon. You know who else is freaking back?
JC's back. Gambit's back.
No.
Mike Rules played with the team.
Mike flipping Rules is
we
back.
We talked about that.
We talked about what? I didn't talk about
I
that.
I brought it up. I told you. On the podcast.
Told me when?
Last week. that Mike was playing with my bipod and that other guy.
I totally Spoonie. Forgot about that. But why? Why is he not with Flipside if he's going to be playing competitive Rocket League?
He was just playing to have some fun, and then he started streaming, and he was like, do you know how far we got with how
do you know what the problem bad is?
My team
do you know
was
what the, do you know what the
how
problem
amazing
is?
I was. I carried the crap out of him. We almost beat Flipside Tactics.
Yeah, that's the problem. They ended up going against Flipside.
They took a game off. Pretty exciting.
That's just... I don't want to be Mike Rules in that situation. I don't want to be Flipside in that situation. Mike Rules is Flipside for me still.
I think he, like... Yeah. He was just having some fun, and then he almost ruined their lives. But we'll see him back next season.
They didn't... Did they make it to league play at all?
No, they got beat. That was in the loser's bracket.
Oh, okay. Flipside was in the loser's bracket?
I think so. Because I think it was... Yeah, because they lost to them, and then they were out. I don't know. I really didn't follow this one at all. I wasn't around to watch any of the games.
All right, I'm pulling up the bracket right now. Flipside. No, Flipside made it all the way to league play through the winner's bracket.
Okay.
Good, but it was the finals of the winner's bracket that they played. Good morning. Which I believe
yeah,
is
Mike.
Yeah, is Mike. Yeah. So they made it all the way to the finals of the bracket.
And then they lose to in the losers.
Let's see here. Good Morning drops down to the losers, and they lost against Summit.
Who's on Summit?
Well, I can't believe you must not be following the league at all, because Summit is obviously Sebadom, Jesse, and Flark.
Oh, yeah, that's who Jesse's playing for. Because someone that I was talking to got Jesse and Bogan mixed up, and they were like, how did Jesse beat Mike if he didn't even show up for the first week?
Not Vogan.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
Jesse
his name?
Pinky.
He didn't show up?
It was...
Jeezy didn't show up. Yeezy. I said Jeezy. Young Jeezy didn't show up. Oh, wow. That's just how much we follow the pro scene nowadays, apparently.
How much you don't tie me in with you. Calling people Jeezy. Huh? Freaking nerd.
Well, you know. I'm sorry. How has this week been for you in Rocket League, Mr. Savage?
I've had a lot of fun. I played a lot. I didn't actually play that much. I was
Did you
on
do any sick
the
trading?
Game. Yes, I spent way too much money this week on this game. Because I was like, uh-oh. I want crates. I deserve... Because I had 9 keys left. I'd gotten 1 crate. And I was like, this is bullcrap. It's been 7 days and I still haven't gotten another crate. So I just went on a little spree, buying a whole bunch of people's C1 crates. Never got my Takumi. I got 3 pairs of Chakram wheels. I got 3 Miami Vice decals.
Are your Chakrams painted?
Nope. All regular, not certified.
Oh, rip.
I traded a pair for a Roadhog XL.
You would. Like, you would.
That was the happiest thing I did.
Wait, you know what? I'll give you my Roadhog XL for another pair.
No. I can't trade mine for another, like, 4 days. Or 3 days. I don't know when the last time it was on. I think it was, like, yesterday.
We would like to also remind our listeners that buying and selling items for real cash is actually against the terms of an agreement for Rocket League. So Savage didn't really buy crates.
No, I just traded.
He was gifted crates after making charitable contributions to other people.
No, I didn't even do that. I was just... They just gave them to me.
Okay.
It was fine. There's no questions needed. They were just like, hey, you know, I don't really know you, but you found me on this random Discord, and I think I'm going to give you all my crates for no questions asked. And here's my email, in case you want to send me an email.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And I sent him an email. Oh, it was a good email.
It was a good
I was
email.
Like, hey, thanks for the crates. GG, bro. Holy crap.
What?
Did you know that the King of Thailand is 88 oh years old? He's 88 years old.
I don't want to know about Thailand anymore. Gosh.
He was born in Massachusetts. Oh. He was born in Cambridge.
What?
That can't be right.
What are you even talking about?
Bhumibol Adulyadej was born December 5th, 1927. Cambridge, Massachusetts. He has a lot of children, and I can't pronounce any of their names. Oh my gosh, his brother is Gandhi.
So, my week in Rocket League. My team has been taking it easy because we had such a huge freaking like day for the RLCS, so we wanted to just take a week off and chill, and so that's what we've been doing. But I have been trading.
Legally?
I've been trading most of my new crate items for old painted wheels because I definitely think that the old painted wheels are going to hold their value much longer since they're definitely more rare. When's the last time you've unlocked a painted set of freaking sunbursts or something?
Exactly. So he was born while his dad was studying at Harvard.
Can you stop it? I'm talking about my week in Rocket League. I sold my Heatwave decal for $60.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, I did.
Did that make back all the money you spent on crates? Close to.
Close to it. Like, I probably still am down like $20 or so.
It's fun.
But, yeah. So I'm doing pretty good there. I didn't sell anything else, but I have been trading. I got some colored sunbursts, which is sick. I got red and blue sunbursts, sky blue and crimson sunbursts.
That's ugly.
I'm still looking for that certified Dominus. If you've got a certified Dominus, I have a certified Dominus. I'd like to trade for yours. I have the Acrobat Dominus. I want the either the Paragon, the Striker, or the Scorer. So
yeah, I got rid of my Dominus.
I unlocked another one today, so I'll trade you two Dominuses for your one Dominus.
I got rid of mine.
You got rid of it?
I traded it for something. That's probably some crates. Probably like two crates.
But you opened the crates with hopes to get the Dominus.
No, I didn't really want the Dominus. I wanted the Roadhog XL. I wanted the Takumi. The Takumi is what I wanted, and I did it. And I spent a lot of money, and I mean, I sent out a lot of emails, and I opened so many and got so many vices. And
did you listen to me last week when I talked about what I opened? Because you know that I had two Takumis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you said you wouldn't trade me. So I went my own way.
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, I was like, hey, want to trade? And you're like, no.
Both of my Takumis were certified, too.
Yeah, that's why
I still have one left. I have the Acrobat Takumi left. So if you want to track your bicycle goals with your Takumi, I got you.
I have a bow that tracks how many MVPs I have, which, you know, is just like every game I play. Boom. Because I'm so good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't even know.
As far as like playing this week, I'm in a slump, man. And I know that some of you guys out there like understand what that's like, but man, I mean like I'm ranking up, but like not as fast as I should be because like I know that I can play better. I've been getting coaching from a couple pros, which has been really helping me. But like I've been kind of just like hovering at Div 5 of All-Star and And my attitude has just been, like, sour towards the game. Like, even though I'm going, like, 50-50 and not going up or down, I'm still, like, frustrated with the game. So I'm actually going to take another one of my classic Nox breaks, and I'm going to tomorrow take a 24-hour break from Rocket League just to get away, just to get some distance.
Yeah, do it. You won't?
That's me. That's just...
I bet you won't go an entire month without playing.
You're right. I will not go an entire month without playing. I cannot imagine what it's like to try to return to Rocket League for
a month. I will give you my Roadhog XL.
Yeah, you're going to have to do better than that, dude. I have the Roadhog XL.
I will give you another Roadhog XL.
If you can get me a certified Dominus and a certified Mark II, then I'll do it.
I have a Mark II.
Certified?
Nope. Yes, actually. It is certified.
Is it really? In what?
That's a great question. But it is certified.
Huh. We might need to talk after this.
I like that car.
I have an idea.
Takumi for the Mark II. One for one.
I'll do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Where were we? Oh, I would like to give a special shout out to Badger from RLC because he has accomplished all of my dreams. He has a dozen, literally 12. Roadhog XLs. What a guy. Like, can you imagine anything better? I can't.
I have an idea.
Okay.
It's been pretty apparent, like, especially with, like, the new, like, the four new import bodies that were in Rocket League, that, like, the cars have, like, these, like, personalities attached to them. Like, you know, they've got qualities and traits that make them have certain aesthetics. So I thought of a game that you and I can play.
A game? But who's our guest?
You're my guest.
No. It's dumb.
Be your guest. Be your guest. Put our service to the test. If you think you can figure out what car I'm talking about, then give it a guess. It's a game, it's a show, and we're putting you in the know. If you can, just play the Rocket League car body game with them.
Yeah.
That's the best I can do. All right, here's my game, all right, that you and I are going to play. We're going to play, like, Who Am I? You know, where you describe who you are, and then the other person has to guess who you are. Except we're playing it with car bodies. And you have to describe yourself as if you're a person with, like, personality traits, but you're talking about a car body. So, for instance, I'll go first, and let's see if you can guess. All right, here we go. I'm kind of cute, but shy. I don't play too much, but that's mainly just because I like to stay out of the way and do my thing. Some of my hobbies are exploring and going where no car has gone before. What car am I?
I think that you are a pink scarab with princess hat on.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just going with the scarab. But yeah, you got it. I was the scarab. You got it. Nailed it. 1-0. So see, that's the idea.
Right, I got one.
I described the scarab with personality traits.
I like to drive trucks because I am.
Oh my gosh. Oh, let me guess, Savage, are you the Roadhog XL?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, I see how this is going to be. All right. I'm a classic. I enjoy a fine glass of wine. People show me off quite a ton because I've got a lot to show off, to be quite frank. I have leather seats and many leather-bound books. I'm more retired from the competitive scene, but that's only because of my age.
I would say Venom.
Really? Really?
Because, like, the small nose makes me think of, like, an old dude with, like, glasses.
If you were to think of an old dude, the first car you'd think of would be the Venom.
Maybe the, I don't know, what cars are there? Like, the Merc?
Boy, I hope my age doesn't come back to bite me in the butt. This plan would surely...
Are you the backfire?
The backfire. Oh my gosh. All right. Okay, so I failed that one. I apparently didn't describe the backfire very well. All right, your turn. Go ahead. Listeners, obviously, you should be playing along at home.
Yeah, do better than I do. I'm a big car.
Oh my gosh.
Sir, yes, sir, is commonly
said. Grog, are you the grog?
No. Sir, yes, sir, is something I usually hear when I'm out in the dirt.
Are you just the normal Roadhog?
Wasteland is my favorite map.
You're the Krog.
Some people say that I should be in the military, and I tell them that I am in the military.
Are you the freaking Krog?
No.
Are you serious?
Yes, the military.
That's the biggest car in the game. What?
The military. I'm in the military. The Grog isn't in the military, but I am.
It's like a freaking tank.
But I'm not a tank. I am just a normal vehicle used by the troops to transport myself around.
Oh, you're the Marauder.
Yeah, come on. That was good. That's a fail on your part.
Maybe. I don't know. You didn't do a very good job. This is a very encouraging podcast. All right. We'll do one more each. I gotta think outside the box here, though.
I got one.
Oh, you want to go? Go ahead. If it's the freaking Grog or the freaking Roadhog, just go ahead and pocket that one away and
okay,
wait. Now hold on
go.
To it. Okay, hang on a second. You just give me a second to collect my thoughts on this next one.
Vroom, vroom. I like to drive real fast and jump up in the air and there's flames everywhere. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Look at me, I'm gonna hit the ball. I better not puncture it with my oddly shaped front. Vroom, vroom, vroom. I am a car. Ka-chang, ka-chang, ka-chang. When you hear my boost,
oh,
it's
oh,
like...
Oh, puncture it because you're the paladin. You've got the spikes.
No.
Oh, my God. gosh.
I don't think that I would puncture the ball when I hit it. I feel like I would do some sort of tear. I feel like I'm going to tear the ball.
Like a ripper!
Yeah. I'm the ripper.
All right, okay. Here we go. I think this one's a doozy, but I think you got it.
The pooper. Got him.
Gosh, I guess people would call me the nerd of Rocket League cars, but that's only because I'm designed for supreme optimal aerodynamics, and I just may look a little funky, but I get the job done. In fact, I used to be the most sensitive car to controls because it's just, yeah, wait, hot rod, that's not a car.
Hot wheels. Wait, it's not the hot rod, what is it? It's a hot shot.
There it is. It's the Hot Wheels.
It looks like a Hot Wheels car.
It does. It really does. Good game.
Good game, boys.
GG. What was your favorite part about that game?
Well, I liked being a truck.
I want to talk! It's everyone's favorite segment, Knox Talks, where Savage always tries to interrupt the beginning of the segment, even though he's introducing it. I'm Knox Phoenix, and I bring something to talk about. Regarding Rocket League.
I think it's unfair that you try to cut me off because you obviously ask me a question every time and then I try to answer and then you're like, I want to talk.
That's kind of the point. You need to just like let the interruption happen.
No, but I'm trying to answer your question.
Improv comedy is a plus one format. I do, you say something, I plus one it. And then I do something
and
you realize that I can't be plus one.
You think I plus one? I plus none. I am my own person.
This week for Knox Talks, I want to talk a little bit about humility.
Well, I'm obviously the most humble person there is, so.
Gosh. This is something that is not easy to talk about, but I think it's probably very necessary because when I try to think about maybe where most of our listeners are, I try to think, you know, I try to relate to them as much as possible with what they might be kind of like going through in the game. And I kind of like, I've come across this thing with talking with a couple of players recently, this idea of humility, of really humbling yourself in the game, because realizing that like we can sometimes fill our head with fantasies of like, oh, I'd be playing pro if I had the right team, or, you know, like, oh, I'm so much better than my rank, and all of these like delusions that we can, you know, subtly get in our minds, when really the best way to improve is to first acknowledge your faults.
Yeah, I think that's...
Have you ever had this problem, Savage?
I mean, no, because I'm perfect all the time. But, you know, I have
this
other friend.
That's a very humble thing to say.
His name is Lavage.
Yeah, tell us about Lavage.
And Lavage used to think he was really good all the time and never messed up. But he was definitely not really good. And
where's Lavage now?
He's dead. Yeah. It was a rough breakup.
Break up?
Yeah. Kind of broke off his legs and he didn't make it. But that was because he was being too cocky about the game. But
I've had several cycles of this, to be honest. I've had cycles where, you know, I thought I was a top 10 player and I just needed competitive practice to like prove it, and that I would show that I was a top 10 player if I just had the right people to play with all the time. And I mean, I was fully convinced, and I've then gone through times when I've realized that, I mean, crushingly, that was not the case, and I've thought that, wow, I'm no better than like the average challenger like two. And I mean, I've gone through so many like skill identity crises that I've literally like messaged people before and be like, and asked them like, hey, how good would you say I am? Because I've been everywhere on the spectrum from, I think I'm one of the best players in the world, to I think that I should probably quit this game because I'm never going to make it even semi-competitively.
Those are definitely two different spectrums.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And like, I'm kind of like somewhere on that roller coaster now. I'm kind of, you know, more and more figuring it out. But it's been a weird week for me, and that's why like I think I wanted to talk about this a little bit, because I started reaching towards that like prideful side again, where I was playing with, you know, I was playing with Pluto and Jacob a lot, and I was playing with Memory, and they're all super champ rated, And I was able to take out other teams of Super Champs. So I'm like, oh, look at this. Like, I can hang with Super Champs no problem. And then I still go back to my All-Star rank with my other friends and I can't, like, win games. And so I've been, like, all over the place this week. And I've, like, got this idea, like, confidence is important. Don't get me wrong. You will play poorly if you're not confident in your performance. But I think humility, the, like, it will keep you from raging. Like in matches when someone says like, oh, you shouldn't have gone for that. You need to rotate more or something like that. People are so quick to like, oh my gosh, this guy can't be serious. This guy's so terrible and get back at that. And I'm definitely guilty of that. Anytime someone tells me I'm doing something wrong in a random queue, I definitely get salty and immediately judge them way more harsh. When really, if I was humble enough to realize that they're probably pointing out valid mistakes, then they might be onto something.
Yeah, it's. I think the new season has definitely helped me with this because I've gotten to a point where I just like care about it less, and it's also like shown me like where I actually am.
I'll be honest, I miss playing with you, Savage. I haven't played with you in it's been months, 6 months probably.
That can't be right. Six.
It's probably been 4 months.
We haven't been doing the podcast for 6 months.
Actually, you know, I can honestly say the last time I've played with you.
When?
No. We may have done a game, but I don't think we did. Remember on National Go Play Rocket League Day, July 7th?
Yeah, we played like one
game. We didn't even play together,
no,
did we?
We played one game.
We played one game, and it was you and I running the stream. We ran Go Play Rocket League Day on our stream, and we still only played one game together because you left, and then I came on, and then that's fine.
And then when I got back, you was gone.
Wow. So it's been months.
Yeah. You should see how good really I am now. Freaking amazing.
I'm actually curious.
Point. Yeah, I'm about the same.
I don't believe that for a second.
I still fly for things.
I still fly for things. Here's another thing that a lack of humility can get in the way of. Teamwork and team interaction. Because if you start seeing yourself as this awesome, super good player, then you're going to be only the one who gives criticism on your team and not the one who can take criticism very well.
Which I think was a big, like, that exact thing was a big issue with the original IVP, or the, like, second edition of IVP, when they had Kanovi and Gambit and Lucchino, and it was all like, I'm the best, no, you suck, I'm the best in the world, no, I'm the best in North America, no, I'm the best in EU, which doesn't really make sense, but yeah, once they, like, kind of got past that, they started playing so much better.
Now, I heard from a very reliable source in the pro scene that actually G2 has a coach. Well, they might not be the same coach anymore ever since they signed with G2, but they have a coach who's apparently worked out all of their, like, team issues and stuff. Someone who's not, like, extremely, like, good at playing Rocket League.
Gambit?
But very good at coaching Rocket League. It's not Gambit, no. Someone who's so no-name that, like, no one could even remember their name, but it's like, yeah, and they've been coaching. It was IBP then, but that they actually have a coach that really, like, works on their inner workings and stuff, which I think is kind of crazy.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Keeps everything in check.
I recommend the coaching role, like, more often than it's actually seen. And I think that if I don't make it as a competitive Rocket League player, like, real soon, probably, I'm probably going to, like, go into coaching and then, like, also, like, training other people and stuff like that. So, I'll always be involved with Rocket League, even if I don't play competitively. But I really, really want to play competitively.
Same. That's why I put in the long hours. You know, to really be a competitive player... Oh, you know, it's been way over 2 weeks. Let's see. Can I look at my... How long I've played this week? No, I can't. Dang it. You have to do it.
Rip.
Do it. Check me out, bro. I bet I'm under.
I have to do it.
15 hours.
Let's see. Oh, I'm not sending to Steam.
Oh, come on.
I can't do it, bro. Here, I'll change users and see if I can do it real fast.
All right. So you see, when you don't play Rocket League that much, you get significantly better. So what everybody needs to do is just stop playing Rocket
League. Yeah, I'm not going to straight faced let our Rocket League podcast tell people to stop playing Rocket League. You're gonna put us out of business.
No, it'll give them more time to just listen to our episodes over and over again.
That's true. That is absolutely true. So yeah, just do that. Don't play and listen to our podcast anymore, which is now coming to a close. Sadly, that's going to do it for us this week, but I want to thank everyone who is, instead of playing Rocket League, tweeting about the show. Awesome people who do this week in, week out, called our top Rocket tweeters. I'm talking about Declan Sparkling Sparling.
Caca, caca.
I'm saying Jesper Ole, 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 Ole.
Son.
Son. Cow from Kansas flying high,
flying
my boy.
Flying high, not cow, 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 cow. He's flying high. That is all he is.
And we've got, of course, welcome new member, Euro Beast Wizard.
Harry, Euro Beast.
That one feels so mean to me.
Euro Beast Wizard.
Also, special thanks to Rocket Tweeters Hanzo Atori, Corey Murtha, Declan Sparling. Why is Declan Sparling on your device, Savage?
He deserves it.
Not allowed
it.
To make the notes anymore. Arch Druid Mike. Thank you, guys.
Make sure to hop on over to www.lfmanfield.com to look at all of our episodes. Look at our cool bios. Still, no one has looked at the website and found the different thing that I changed.
It's because you didn't change.
I did change something.
Oh my gosh, you didn't change crap.
Just make sure to check out our bios and the other stuff that's on the website. Make sure to submit some tippics. Tell us what to talk about. We need your
help.
Tell
us what to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm reading the website right now and trying to figure out what you might have changed. Is it on the front page?
You know, I mean, I think if you start with the bios and then go on.
I figured it out. I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to say it? Or
no,
you want me
I don't
to
want you
listeners?
To say it. I just want you to acknowledge okay. that there is something different that the listeners should try to find.
There is something different, yes. I don't think any listener is going to find it.
Oh, they'll find it. They'll find it, all right. Okay. Probably not.
And if they do, we'll have to give them like a present or something, like it's their birthday.
It's your present. It's your birthday.
I want to thank our super awesome patrons on Patreon for supporting the show, really literally making what we do possible. I'm talking about Pie for J, Pastronaut, who won our prize last week. So make sure, Pastronaut, make sure you hit me up with your deets so I can add you on Steam and get you that cool package. Geddon, Pate Mate, Blaze, Idol, Epic Ariel, you guys are super, super freaking awesome.
You make my dreams come true. Make sure to hop on over to twitch.tv and check out Nox and give me a follow, but don't look at my page because there won't be anything there because I'm not really streaming anymore. So I'm going to tell you that this week you should go over to twitch.tv/itslaugh. That is ITSLAUGH. Yeah.
That's how you spell it, yeah.
Check him out. I hop onto that channel sometimes. He has a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch. So give him a follow. Tell him that, I don't know. What should they tell him?
Tell him that he came from LF, from live from Manfield, and that he should listen to the podcast.
Yeah, do that. Force him to listen to the podcast on the stream.
Yes, yes. There
if
you
anybody
go.
Can do that and then get a clip of it and send it to
yeah,
us,
and highlight
we'll
it.
Give you a cliff bar.
A key.
Yeah, a key.
This week's ending quote I found when I was taking a dump, written in Sharpie on a bathroom stall. But until next week, I am Nox Phoenix.
And I am... Crap, what was my name at the beginning?
The Abominable Snowman.
The Abominable Snowman.
But hang on, you know, we're just going to try this again, okay? Until next week, I'm Nox Phoenix.
I'm the Abominable Snowman.
And remember, the best player is not he who scores the most, but he who whiffs the least.